Hey friend, Rebecca here. Welcome to Love Is Not Dead, Just My Husband. Now I know that the pain of a loss may seem never ending, and we can let it eat us alive and break us down to our weakest point, or we can choose to live. My question is, do you just want to survive, or do you want to thrive? So if you're ready, I want you to join me here each week so we can widow our own way together.
During a recent podcast interview with Hillary Russo from the Holistically Speaking podcast, we talked about grief and gratitude, and I really wanted to expand on this. I had listened to the Purpose Filter podcast with Kathy Zhang a few months ago. There was an episode on the sneaky way you are doing gratitude wrong, and it was eye-opening. I first learned about gratitude a few years ago, and I know that may sound a little strange to some people, but I didn't understand what everyone was talking about and the purpose behind it. See, I grew up with, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit, meaning just be grateful for what you got and don't expect anything more. So it was very difficult for me to think of things to be grateful for. But for me to break it down and understand it better, gratitude is just a fancy word for being thankful. So as a widow, especially in the beginning, I think it is very hard to find anything to be thankful for, let alone to be able to show gratitude. But here are some comments that unintentionally make widows feel pressure to be grateful. You are so strong. Everything happens for a reason. You have to stay strong for your children. Time heals all wounds. At least they're not suffering anymore. You'll find someone else. It's all part of God's plan. Comments like these make widows feel like we're not allowed to fully express our grief, or that we just need to move on quickly. And as we hide our true feelings of grief, we put on a facade of strength just to make other people feel better. All this does is delay our grieving process because we're too scared to express our emotions. I know this because that's what I did when Tom died. Most of my life I've been told, I don't have to worry about you because you're doing so great. I held myself to this standard that I didn't need anyone's help because that meant I was weak or I didn't know what I was doing. I thought I was tough and I would never give anyone the satisfaction of knowing that I was failing. And I had the same attitude when I was grieving my husband. I would downplay Tom's death like it wasn't significant. Because he died in his sleep, I would say things like, at least he wasn't in a tragic accident. I didn't want people to think I was struggling financially, so I would say things like, thank goodness I have the life insurance. I think there is a fine line between genuine gratitude and using it to avoid grief. I was absolutely using gratitude to avoid grief. It took me years to come to the realization that loss is loss, no matter the circumstances. Tom's death mattered. It mattered to me, and it mattered to so many other people. Sometimes I look back and I feel ashamed about how I acted after Tom died. Like it appeared that I didn't really love him because I wasn't sharing with people how I really felt. If only they knew I was dying inside. Would my grieving experience been any different? I think it's important for supporters to offer empathy, a listening ear, and understanding rather than always trying to find the right words to say. As widows, we need to navigate this grieving experience at our own pace. This is why we need to widow our own way. it's important that we feel all the feelings. And mostly, it's okay not to always be grateful, especially in the midst of loss. Embracing gratitude doesn't mean we ignore our grief. We're simply finding little moments of light in the darkness. Because after all, love is not dead, just our husbands.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Love is Not Dead, Just My Husband. I really hope you've been inspired to move forward just a little, or a lot. And always remember to widow your own way. I know it takes time to get there, but you won't find me sitting around waiting for my life to begin any longer. So I hope you tune in each week to see what comes next. And if once a week isn't enough, you can head on over to my Facebook and Instagram so we can chat. I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode and get to know you better. And please, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, give me a 5-star rating, and leave a review so you never miss an opportunity to hang out with me.